Hey, and welcome to another episode of Lessons for My Kids. I've been thinking a lot lately about perspective, specifically about celebrities. And when you think of perspective, you start realizing who is and what is important. You know, we watch TV, we go to concerts, we go to sporting events, we go to movies, and music, sports, celebrities, and events, they all can bring incredible moments based on a time, a place, or an emotion. And when you think of those things, those create memories. Those create lasting memories. But the same can be said for other people in our lives that are closer to us, that don't have huge fan bases, that aren't out there on television or speaking to large audiences or playing in front of large groups. Yet, looking at the people who do create music, play games, act in movies, or on TV, what are they doing to help make the world a better and safer place? Yeah, they make money, but it's for themselves. What they create or the skills they have might be incredible, and watching them might be loads of fun. Yet, we also need to recognize those people who make a difference in hundreds of more people's lives in the work that they do every day without fame, glory, or name recognition. We can look at people like, you know, police and medical and fire folks, and you won't see their names or faces on t-shirts or on merchandise in stores or pop-up tents. They're all people who work for a living. But also, we have to recognize those people who work in schools. I've talked about education being important before, and it truly is. And we are educated every day by people who work in schools. We all went to school. We went to primary school, went to middle school, went to high school. Some of us went to college, which, you know, no judge, you also are learning at work. But the school is what actually I kept coming back to. And you think about all the people that work in a school. They dedicate their lives to cooking. Maybe it's lunch, maybe it's breakfast for some kids. They are cleaning. It's the custodians, it's the teachers, it's the staff. And then you look at those people who actually teach, and they are there creating lesson plans, and their whole goal as a collective is to keep children of our community safe and to help them learn. So these people are not on the news. They don't play in front of large crowds. Yet they inspire those who do. They are heroes. The musician was taught by someone how to play music, just like an athlete was coached or an actor was taught their craft. Very few people can step on a quarter stage without learning from someone. The next time you hear a celebrity or athlete be interviewed, listen to who they think. Do they talk about themselves? Do they give thanks to those who helped raise them and teach them to be better? You know, these are things that we need to consider when we decide who we're going to look up to. So, you know, it's the next time you meet a school cook, custodian, bus driver, crossing guard, resource officer, counselor, nurse, tutor, volunteer, librarian, office worker, or a teacher, let them know they are heroes. They teach us how to play games and music, how to understand the current events and navigate the craziness of the world. Some of their work goes unnoticed or even unrecognized. They could work for decades and never be named as, you know, somebody who was really relevant in a person's life. These are things that we need to change. Again, they create safe and clean places for people to learn and nourish our bodies and minds. Sometimes they're even a shoulder to cry on, or they could be the motivator for us to go forward. They could be that inspiration. They push us to think beyond ourselves, and they go after our dreams, or help us go after our dreams. They're not making a lot of money, yet they make a huge difference. Years from now, you'll remember many of these people, and you might even smile, or you might cringe for some of those teachers who pushed you maybe more than you wanted. But it might be their name or something they taught you that all of a sudden you'll have that memory. You'll have that idea in your head that, hey, they cared about me. They wanted me to succeed. They taught me something that I probably wouldn't have taught myself. Or they opened your world up to something that was totally unique that you never even thought about. Maybe you were thinking, you know, some point I want to be a policeman or a fireman, or I want to be a teacher even. And maybe they taught you science, or maybe they taught you math, or maybe they taught you about books. And maybe they coached you in debate or on a sports field. All of a sudden, your entire world has changed because somebody was there to show you something that you didn't know about. Education is lifetime. We've talked about that many, many times. You do not end learning when you step out the doors of your school, when you're in high school. Your life will always be part of education. I wish we could make, you know, teachers, I wish we could give them millions of dollars for what they do. They truly do a lot to make our communities better, to make us better as people, to teach us the love of learning, teach us the love of the world around us. And they really do make the world and our communities better. So with that, I say respect and honor them. Because the people that work in schools, they're not in it for the glory. They're not in it for the fame. They're in it to make a difference. And we need to recognize that. And again, it's not just teachers, as great as they are. It's the principals. It's the, again, all those other people who we talked about. Thank them. Thank them for taking the time. Thank them for learning their craft, because they may work 10, 15, 20, 30 years and never be recognized for the service that they put in. With that, to my kids, I love you. I thank you for all for listening. And next time you see somebody in a school, thank them. Show them that honor. With that, until next time, thank you again for listening.